the roof of the house.
Okay. If you have a house, like it's just one piece like this, you know, and then you have a piece that comes off of it this way, mm-hmm. and then they both have a pitched roof like this, if they both have a pitched roof, then you've got usually a low place in the middle where they meet. Do you have a name for that place right there?
Yeah, this is the gable, gable of the house.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Can you describe it better now? Can give me a better description of a gable?
It is. Now, for instance, on this house, our roof goes this way, so then the gable or the would be to the west and to the east.
Right. Is that the top?
Yeah.
Part the top of the ridge, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. If you had a little building out back for keeping gardening tools and mm-hmm. things like that in, what would you call that building in English?
Claire. Garden house. I have to get my dictionary, huh?
Well, what would you call it in German?
I don't remember right now.
Okay.
Do you know what it is called in?
Well, people call it different things, and I just,
In English?
I'll tell you what.
The tool house?
Okay, that's just fine. Just whatever you mm-hmm. call it.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
If you think of something else, you stop me. But I really don't want what you can find in the dictionary. Particularly, what I want is what the first thing that comes to your mind.
Oh.
The word that you would probably use if you were talking to somebody.
Yeah.
For a long time, people had outdoor toilets.
Yeah.
Do you all have different names for those?
No, I think we would say das Häuschen, which translates to the small house. The small house out in the yard.
Uh-huh. If you were talking to an English speaker, is that what you would call it?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Tell me what all kinds of buildings you normally would have on a farm around here.
Yes, well, there would of course what we call the corn house, which was made of logs, and the logs were not boarded up so that the air could circulate through the corn when it was brought in the fall from the fields and thrown into the house with the shucks and on the cob, so that there was no chance of some moisture yet being in the corn and in the cobs that might develop into a heat combustion proposition. And that was a corn house, and it usually had a roof on both sides of the corn house, where on one side we kept farm vehicles like the wagon and plows and cultivators, and on the other side had troughs to feed